You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the sex appeal of Luigi the Vigilante, the disappearance of Hawk Tua the Scammer, plus the Drag Race UK showmance, and the Survivor 47 finale tsunami. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. You're messy.
You're so messy.
You're a messy boots, mama.
You're such a messy Christmas boots, mama.
Were you stomping in the Christmas poo? Because you're messy Christmas boots.
No.
You're not stomping with the.
I think what you meant.
Hold on.
I think what you meant was, sir, I want to buy these boots.
Sir, I want to buy these messy boots.
For my messy boots, mama, please.
For my messy boots, queen.
It's Christmas Eve, and these boots are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these boots would make her smile. No, you don't love these Christmas boots.
When mommy meets the Rizzler tonight?
In her messy boots. Mother in her messy boots.
So why aren't we wearing stockings? Hello?
Because they're hanging,
right there.
Because they're hanging on our chimneys.
No, they could be warming your feet. I feel like we just solved something. There's something Christmassy about wearing stockings. Though, To wear stockings. What are stockings? Like your tights?
Well, some people call nylon stockings.
Okay, so then why are we calling stockings stockings? It's giving big sock boot. It's not giving stocking.
Some words have more than one meaning, dude.
Ooh,
I'd hate to break it to you.
You continue to blow my mind.
Hey, speaking of stockings.
Sure.
Have you ever bought something off of TikTok shop?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got.
No, actually, I lied.
Never?
Never. But I have been marketed to in Instagram story ads, and it's worked, and I've clicked through, and I've purchased. I have these deer hunting print camo shorts that I was advertised to on Instagram stories, and I bought them, and they are my favorite little sweat shorts. They're perfect.
Dang. I feel like every time I've bought something from Instagram, it's been a scam. Insta scam.
I've had that. But okay, so TikTok shop, you're buying, well, you're purchasing?
Well, you know what I got.
What'd you get?
I got the Croc slippers.
Okay.
And baby.
Are they official Croc?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Crocs and slippers.
Baby, let me tell you, they are luxurious comfort. My feet are so cozy warm. I put them right on when I get up in the morning. And my one complaint is because they're slippers, they don't have the holes, so I can't put my little giblets on it. But my my black fur booty croc slippers. Ooh.
So they don't have holes?
No, they're Crocs because they still have that like back part, and you can flip it up, you can flip it down, you can slide your foot in. You know how Crocs have the the strap in the back?
Yeah, the handle.
I'm wearing them right now. I guess I could take one off and show you.
It's the, kind of
the,
like
the,
a...
The people won't get to see.
What's the thing you wear when you go to like a... Oh, yes.
See, it's got this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, look, it's got the Croc logo right on it. It's a real
right,
Croc.
Right. It's kind of, the back strap is kind of like a strap of a harness. It's kind of like to keep it, everything in place. It's kind of, and you can grab it and use it and yank it and tug it. And
you could hit someone with it.
You could, well, okay. I didn't know you were, I didn't know you were in your violent era.
I'm not.
While I
still got the Christmas shoes lyrics up on my page, can you guess what year that song was released?
It's giving 1993.
Damn. You know, that's what my brain would have thought too. And you know how wrong you are?
How wrong?
You didn't even get the first number right.
It's from ye olde time. It's from Jesus. The year Jesus. It's from zero.
It's from It's from after Y2K, honey.
Okay. So did you see Y2K?
No, not yet.
Okay. So it came out in the 2000s.
The 2000. The first of the 2000s.
So is that 2000 or 2001?
Hey, 25 year anniversary of the Christmas shoe song next year.
How are we celebrating? Wearing stockings for Christmas shoes?
Or getting our messy boots on.
If you were to dip your stockings in mud, would they not be messy boots?
Why are you trying to make this the stocking queen stocking edition?
I'm sorry. It's just if it's on the tip of my tongue, I can't swallow it down.
What's the best thing you've ever gotten in your stocking?
I love scratch-offs.
Oh,
that's a tradition in my family. You get a stack of scratch offs and with a penny taped to it. And everyone starts scratching. And then people just announce, I want $1. I want $2. And I always win. And it's kind of just my legacy.
I love that. And what do you do with the penny?
I give it to a child. I do just give the, unless I'm winning like big buco bucks, it's like I'm not going to go to a Chevron or a Exxon or a whatever the hell or in Michigan because you have to cash it in Michigan. And I'm like, here, give it to a child.
Color me troubled because, baby, I flew back to San Francisco with a Michigan scratch-off lottery ticket in my pocket last weekend.
Yeah, well, what's that going to do for you?
$5 I'm never going to see.
So you need to do something about that because honestly, it's over for you if you can't figure that out soon.
Last time I put it in a Mother's Day card with my mom and said, now this isn't your gift, but you can cash this in and keep it.
And Venmo me the $5.
Yes, please. Or send a check. Parents don't Venmo these days nowadays.
I do like things like that in the stocking, but I'm not really in need of, you know, trinkets and... Neent? I'm not really a neent of trinkets or what can fit in a stocking, really. Maybe some
candy.
Socks in a stocking? Oh, that's a little on the nose, don't you think?
Don't you get candy in your stocking?
Sure. Yeah.
Don't you get candy in your stocking?
What do you get in your stocking? You know what would be a good gift in a stocking is a booster pack of Pokemon cards. That honestly, when I was little, would probably be the highlight of a stocking opening.
I like that. Yeah, no, I was big on sour Jelly Bellies in the stocking. When my mom hit really, really figured out each of our favorite candies and she would load up our stockings, I would get sour Jelly Bellies. One of my brothers would get peach rings. Are you familiar?
I love peach rings.
My oldest brother, snow caps. They'd have to make a special trip to the movie theater just for snow caps for him.
Snow caps to me is giving tasteless. It's like you were given one option and you said, okay, I'll have some.
It's like, why? You just want a little crunch to your chocolate chip? Snow caps are a crunchy chocolate chip.
Talk about it.
I just thought about it and I just talked about it.
Okay. You know what I've been thinking about and I'm ready to talk about?
Hmm.
What?
Hmm. Tell me.
Honk-tua.
I'm dying to know.
Honk-tua. Okay, so Honk-tua. Honk-tua, the drag clown?
The drag queen car? Honk-tua?
Honk-tua. She released her whatever the hell, Hawk coin, the Tua coin, the Honk-tua coin.
Oh, we're back then, on this.
Yes, because there's been developments, because she was kind of called out for scamming her audience or whatever for like millions of dollars or whatever the hell. I just am talking out of my ass right now because I don't know the details, but that's kind of the vibe I'm getting from the whole situation. And then she said, "Hey, okay, well, I need to log out. Have a good night." And that was the last everyone heard of her.
Forever? Saying,
yes, she's vanished for 2 weeks.
No.
Where'd she go? Honk-tua, come on back now. Where'd you go?
Her 15 minutes is up.
She
took your money and run.
I was supposed to be the next guest on her podcast. This was going to be my big break.
My tie, Honk-tua?
Yes! The Hawk Tua Hua Hawk Tua.
The hula.
We were gonna hawk two hawks to ya. We were gonna try to sell two hawks to ya. We were hawking them.
How does the hawk community feel about her commandeering their name?
I think any hawk talk is good for the hawk folk.
Isn't that what, like, now don't mind my sports reference. Isn't that basketball team all Hawk Chalk Jayhawk or some shit?
I can't confirm. I can't hawk firm.
They're all hawk. They're all Hawk Chalk Nation.
I don't know anything about that.
I hate when people
just end the sentence right there. I already know you do. I hate
when people just make nation part of their
Babel Nation. Where's the Babel Nation at?
Bachelor Nation.
I think Babel Nation actually might be better than whatever the hell we say right now. Where are my cycle ghosties?
Why not? Psycho Nation. Where are my Psycho Nation?
Psycho? I don't know. That's kind of for the killer. Psycho? You know about Psycho with the killer? I actually don't know about Psycho, to be honest. It's giving Hitchcock. It's giving Gaga. It's giving bloody knife in a shower is the vibe I'm feeling with Psycho. I don't know about Psycho. You know?
Babel Nation. Raider Nation. Bachelor Nation.
Okay. What about it? What do you want me to say?
Hate.
Okay. I'm indifferent. Next question.
I hate it.
Are you a member of Luigi Nation?
I could be.
Okay. Wow. You support terrorism?
Oh, God. Not that.
Just kidding. It's not terrorism. To kill one person, not to say that I'm doing it. In fact, I have an agreement with anybody I meet. I say, we can't kill. If you kill, I'm out.
You have a firm no killing rule and you have a no tattling rule. No, all tattling rule.
All tattling, no killing.
Hey, if you accidentally killed someone, I'm telling.
I'm the last person you should tell because honestly, I under oath, baby, I can't lie. I would start giggling. It's like when I'm playing Among Us and they're like, "You're the killer." I'm like, "Well, guilty."
you turn into Giglina Honk-tua, the drag queen car.
Giglina Honk-tua, and I'm honking my way to prison. You know, it's like it's over for both of us. Now, no, I mean, from afar, I support. I don't know if I'm a member of Luigi Nation, but you know, good for the people, I guess. But if I were dating him before he did it, I would be like, "Oh, babe, we had a no killing agreement."
Okay, good to know.
I don't know if he did it though.
But what do you think about honking in general?
Honking?
Do you honk in your car?
We've discussed this, certainly. You know, it's like the worst thing you can do near me is honk your horn in a car. I think so much less of you. There's zero reason for you to ever honk your horn. Even if you need to get my attention, There's got to be another way. You don't need to honk. There's got to be a
what? What's the other way?
Every car means shoot a flare. Yes, shoot a flare. Please welcome to the stage, shoot a flare.
That sounds like a medicine.
And every time she comes out on the runway, she shoots a flare gun at the judges. Look alive.
Not look alive.
I don't like it if a man were to yell look alive to me before throwing something at me for me to catch.
Straight men do that all the time. Look alive.
Yeah, well, that's normal in my household growing up. It's actually for me to even hear me say it felt triggering, so I'm sorry to me. And I'm sorry to anyone out there, actually.
I appreciate it. The apologies.
Look alive. Oh, what are you throwing in my way? Anything is a bad option. The only thing you could possibly throw to me that I wouldn't mind, maybe a Beanie Baby, because it's like, at worst, it'll hit me, but it's a Beanie Baby.
Does this trauma stem from a was there a situation? Did someone look alive you and really knock you on the head with something?
I was told from a very young age that my social abilities, my ability to connect with others, relied on me being able to play casual sports with them. Frisbee was always told to me that, if you can just
get
shoot
out
the
there.
Shit with the guys and throw some Frisbee, you're going to be able to make friends. I never learned the skill. I watched from the sidelines happily. Am I okay? Am I well adjusted? You be the judge.
I thought you were going to say, I was told from a young age that I don't have hand-eye coordination, which I feel like also.
Nobody had to tell me.
Yeah.
We knew. The powers that be knew. I wasn't trying to, even if I were looking the most alive anybody could ever look,
I've never seen you look alive, ever.
The time between any object leaving somebody else's hand in the direction of me and it falling into either my hand or not is the worst kind of emotion I can feel. It's anxiety. It's knowing the future of disappointing others before it even happens. You know, like I don't want to be there.
I'm quite the opposite. I really grab something out of the air if you throw it at me.
And you are looking alive.
And I don't know when that changed, because when I was in Little League, they would do like pop fly drills. And
you're
I was
speaking another language. They would Little League. Before you get to pop drive,
baseball.
I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. So there we were at the baseball court.
Okay. Right? It's a we diamond, all, mama. It's a diamond. It's Paloma a, diamond.
It's a field, honey. We would all line up. The coach would like throw the ball up into the air in front of him himself. He would hit it in the air really high. And then when it was your turn in the front of the line, you had to run and try to catch the pop fly out of the air. And if you dropped it, baby, you had to do a lap around the whole field.
Damn.
And I never caught it. So I don't know when I channeled that into being able to catch things. Because now... You throw something at me.
Hey, actually, I have a memory. I don't know if it's true or false. I caught a pop fly at a Lansing Lugnuts game.
What?
I caught a ball.
It hit into the stands?
Well, there's not really stands at the Lugnuts stadium or whatever the hell.
They all just sit in the grass?
Yes, we were on a lawn. I caught one. I have the ball somewhere, maybe.
You had a mitt there with you?
No, mama. It was very...
You barehanded it.
I barehanded it. Or maybe it fell near me, or maybe a man caught it and handed it to me. Like, you know, when
he thought you were a child, and he handed it to you.
All of these memories could be true or false. So I don't remember.
Your story about catching a pop fly was actually someone else catching it next to you and handing it to you as a child.
No. I was an adult and I caught it, I think.
Damn. Maybe you picked it up off the floor when someone dropped it.
Maybe it was like a hot dog out of a hot dog cannon or a shirt out of a shirt cannon.
Maybe you bullied a child and took it.
Take a ball from a child. I would. I don't give a fuck. When people are like, oh, give it to the little kid. It's their first game. Well, it's my first game. And it's my ball. And sorry. And thank you.
Okay, you're right. Yes, yes, and.
Thank you. Oh my God, did you see who's dating?
Ooh. Juicy?
Juicy Couture.
Who?
Juicy? Two queens, two drag queens.
Two drag queens are dating.
Two drag queens have confirmed their relationship. I saw it was confirmed to Drag Crave. Okay, I follow. Sorry. And they posted it on their little, you know, their stories and stuff. They're both from UK last season.
And they're now dating.
Any guesses?
Yes. Marmalade? Why are you making a face?
Well, I don't know if you want me to say yes or no to your first guess.
Marmalade and Lil.
Neither of them are in the relationship.
Nope. Kyren and Lavoie.
Neither of them are in the relationship.
Chanel and Release Elisa.
Neither of them are in the relationship. Damn, you're going through the whole cast.
Charity Case.
Not, first of all, her name was not Charity Case. That's from season two, maybe, or I don't even know.
Charity and one other girl.
Yes. Yes, you're correct, but with both of those. Wow.
Chara and Hoobst.
Activia.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. It's great. Activia, right? Am I losing my mind on that?
Yeah, Activia? You got it. Activia? No, well, you got it.
Pee-wee. I wrote on my paper Activia. Activia's not that special. Every yogurt has, you know,
probiotics. Those
qualities. Yes.
Yeah, every yogurt makes is living you inside shit. Of you.
Or not. I don't know what the goal is with all that. I get my Greek yogurt. I like my yogurt Greek.
Okay, Angie K.
I don't know what that means, but
that's all right. Those who get it.
Okay. Angie K.
She's a real housewife of Salt Lake City. She's Greek. She makes her whole personality being Greek.
Okay.
She brings it up whenever possible.
Okay. Okay.
But don't tell her she's in the Greek mafia.
Greeky boots? Is it Greeky boots? I'm sorry, Grecian. Greasy boots, greasy boots, greasy boots, Grecian boots.
Yeah. Yes.
These boots? Grecian. Oh my God. Okay, so it was my second season finale of Survivor. I watched last season.
Oh,
I watched this season. I'm only how many seasons have I missed then? Well, I saw the first one, so then I've seen three out of 47.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, my not good actually, now that I have 44 seasons to catch up on. How is that possible? How old is that man?
Jeff?
Yes. They do two seasons a year every year.
Yeah.
Okay. They're squeezing us for all we're worth, I think, is what
it
feels like.
It's about
like.
To be the 25th anniversary.
But the 50th season.
Well, they film both back to back. When they film two seasons, they film them back to back. So like next spring, they'll film 49 and then 50 back to back.
Well, I loved this season. I thought I liked last season and it was okay. And I already kind of forget how it all ended. But like this season, I enjoyed it. I thought there were fun moments that didn't feel like they were painful for anyone. You know, like nothing very like... There was no
mean-spirited.
There was no mean-spirited. There was like, you know what? We all are doing our best and we're all happy to be here at the end. And like, I mean, maybe not for everyone, but like it was, I didn't mind it. I liked the finale and I thought the right person won.
Yeah. Isn't that fun when that works out on a reality show?
Yeah. But is it because I thought the right person won or because the editors need to make you want the winner to win?
Well, what would you rather watch?
I don't know. Drag Race?
I mean, you know there's rigor mortis over there, too.
Honey, don't I know it?
Yeah.
I'm watching Spain right now, and ooh-wee. Riddled.
I thought it just had finale.
Honey, I'm behind. Honey, oh. I'm also watching White Lotus Season 1.
Did you know I lied.
There's a show?
Was I telling you? I told somebody I didn't think White Lotus was coming until Q2, but it's actually here in February, I think I saw.
You told me Q2.
Okay, well, my brother was asking when I was home if I watched White Lotus. I said, yeah, catch up.
So I've got less than 2 months to watch season one and two. I could do that.
There's only like 8 episodes each season.
Oh my God, I had to pause an episode. I was like, I'll come back.
You get to see a penis in season two.
Oh, I need to speed up. We got to get there. Have you ever seen that tweet that's like, gay men act like they've never seen a hot person in their life when they see a hot person on the internet? The way they tweet about a hot gay man or a hot person, they act like they've never seen one ever in their lives.
Yeah. Well, when I was home, my dad was all, so did you guys hear about the people that are saying Luigi's hot?
I said,
who are the people? And he goes, yeah, I heard a bunch of women think he's hot. I said, I heard a bunch of gays think he's hot. And my dad thought that was really funny.
So what you're saying is, well, that's really insightful that we, two people that are immersed in their own communities. Is your dad immersed in the straight community? I don't know how any of that works.
Unfortunately.
Well, then, you know, that's some pretty good sample sizes to say universal appeal.
He, hot or not, I think the internet rated him.
I think he's hot. Did you see who his favorite Pokemon is?
Breloom.
I love that we both know that. Breloom, it's the year of Breloom, kind of.
I think that's it. I saw that was his choice of Pokemon. Well, and who even knows? Just because it's your banner doesn't mean it's your favorite.
Well, I'm certainly not making a Pokemon I don't like on my banner. Let's start there.
It could be top five, you know, maybe it's just whatever. But I think I liked that it was a little out of left field. I feel like there are a lot of Pokemon that are a lot of people's, like, it's a lot of people's favorites. So I've never met someone who said Breloom was their favorite. So I was happy to see that.
Well, you know, every time I catch a Trubbish, I think of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, Oh,
Corey, I have to tell you about Pokemon Go. I have an update.
Okay.
I have my first bestie. I have my first best bud, Pokemon.
Wasn't there a task that you had to get like 20 best buds and you only have one?
20? No.
Yeah, there's like a task that's like get 10 best buddies.
I have yet to get there. Maybe it's for a certain level or something. Yeah. Because you're level 50, I'm level 45. I've been walking my Larvesta.
Because you have a perfect lucky one.
I have a perfect lucky Larvesta from Corey Cool of San Diego, of San Francisco. Every time I look at it, because I go to its profile a lot, and I push appraise just to check, make sure it's still
perfect. Are you
going to
evolve it?
I evolved it.
Are you going to max it out?
You need 400 candy to evolve it. And so I have been walking it for a year and a half or something.
No, I gave it to you at Provincetown this summer. Half a year.
Oh, maybe it's like maybe you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense because I was like, have I really been walking this for 2 years?
No, just since, what was that, July? Yeah, just since 4OJ. Okay,
well, I've been obsessed with it. I changed my Pokemon Go outfit to match it. And so once I evolved it, once I finally got all my candy, I was like, oh my God, I feel like, what now? So
I've got to keep walking it to max it out.
No, I was like, I didn't want to walk something else. Can I just walk something else? So I took a break from my Larvesta. I evolved it. I don't even know what the hell it turns into, but I took a break. And I'm walking the red little dude who looks like he's wearing a bowling ball on his face. You used to walk it all the time. A black bowling ball on his face, and he's like small and little red, little, looks like a Machop variant, maybe.
Charcadet?
Maybe, yeah.
Has he got like flames?
I don't know. I'm walking it. I'm walking him. Sorry. Them. they. I'm walking they.
Well, I love that. I'm glad
and
you're
I
having.
Just, and I this morning I made a new outfit to match him. I thought, damn, new era.
Wow. I guess here, let me look. Oh, that little bug. Oh, yeah. Charcadet.
Yeah.
Damn. I love those baggy pants on you.
I spent 100 coins. Wow. They were the only thing that fit right now.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah. So, sorry, I have to go back to Survivor. Who would have won the Sia gift of a friend?
Ooh, well, she usually gives out to like three people. Damn.
What the hell?
What?
I mean, we've talked about this before, but like now that I'm like in it, so it's just who she liked to watch.
Yeah. Listen, more rich people should do fun stuff like this. Like all these billionaires could be watching a reality TV and just giving $1 million to their favorite contestant.
Yeah.
Why are there no celebrities obsessed with The Amazing Race who just wanted to give us money for doing a good job?
Are you in your FinDom era?
Hello.
Are you?
I
keep thinking you have a little updo going on. You're just wearing a Christmas hat with a little pom-pom on top. I think every time I look back, it looks like you have your hair up.
Baby, it's Christmas Eve. I'm in the mood.
It's not Christmas Eve. Is it? Where am I?
It could be.
Okay. Tomorrow, then, I'm seeing Nosferatu.
So, Sia would have given her money to... I think Sia would have given money to Sam, if I'm being quite honest.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn, that's hard. Maybe Kyle. She probably would have given money to Kyle.
You know what? I was a little... Yes, she would have.
But actually, she can't give money to two white men.
Ugh. Yes, she can. I'm sure she does, and I'm sure she will.
No, she really used to diversify her pot. I liked that.
Well, if you ain't shitting, then get off the...
Yeah. I already saw, you know, remember... So I don't know if you remember... I'm like, if I name characters. If I name players from last season, are you going to remember any of them?
Absolutely not.
You remember how everyone shit on Maria for not voting for Charlie because they were supposedly besties?
Yes.
So now people are shitting on Sierra for not voting for Sam because they were supposedly besties, which I just think is ridiculous for a lot of reasons. But I'm like, wouldn't the true comparison be shitting on Caroline for not voting for Sue? Or do we all just like to shit on women when they don't do what we want for a man?
I think you're right on that. I thought somebody would throw Sue a vote. Do you think Kyle threw Sam a vote to make sure Sue got third?
Yes, because if it's a unanimous vote, second and third, pool the pots and split them.
That's fucked up.
Why?
Of him. Why would he do that?
Because I think Sam deserved more money than Sue.
I'm Sue seeing just, Sue.
There, Sue just here's got
how
like.
Sue can, who, here's how Sue can win season 50.
Sue, the last, I know a player who got fourth place on Survivor, and I believe they said they got $85,000 for fourth place.
No way. No way.
Isn't that crazy considering we
no
got.
No way. I'm
for fourth
shook.
Place. For fourth place.
I'm. So, how much? Hold on.
Yeah. You want to talk about what we got for second place? To split?
How much? I don't know. A $500? Maybe?
$15,000 to split. $7,500 each for second
place.
You
know what? That's more than I thought.
Okay, good.
I guess I'm thinking the stipend.
We didn't get a stipend. That's our stipend.
Okay.
That is
I'm also like everything is kind of combined into my head of like valuation of prizes and stuff. I'm like, I don't really, you know.
That's fair.
Anyway.
But anyway, so.
$85,000?
Right. So Sue probably got at least $100,000 and Sam, I don't know, $150,000 or $200,000.
That's crazy.
So I agree. I do think. I don't know.
No,
I don't,
there is no way. Sam won $150,000?
Sam? Probably, at least.
Oh, my God. I need to really have this confirmed or denied because that's insane to me. I mean, good. That's great. Whatever. I did see... Ooh, I saw a Hot Topic and I wanted to get your opinion on it. I saw Eliza of Survivor and Amazing Race.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Posts that winning a 20, how many days?
26
day season is not as hard as winning a 30 whatever day season.
Yeah,
39 day season.
Well, I agree.
And I agree. Is that a controversial statement?
No. I found this and it says survivor payouts, winner a million, second place 100,000, third place 85. But I know for a fact that the person we know who said they got fourth told me they got 85. So it's off a little bit.
Who knows? We'll never know actually until you go on and you ask the people who
Let's get Teeny on the line. Bring her in.
Teeny? The legend? The icon?
Yes.
So is Teeny a Tyler Oakley fan or is Teeny a One Direction fan? I need to get to the bottom of that. to the bottom of it.
I think you could find out pretty quickly.
Okay. A single tweet. We'll get there. Do you think Rome will get sued for the exit order of all the contestants and the winner on an exit interview video?
I didn't hear about that folklore until today. So what happened was when you get voted out, you always do your exit press, and one of the people always is like, I'll name a contestant and you give me the first word that comes to mind. And they always just like randomize it or alphabetize it. And apparently Rome was like, oh, let's do it for every contestant. And then he picked the order. And apparently it was the boot order with two people switched. And so people say he intentionally switched the two people so that they couldn't claim it was the exact boot order, but it was the boot order with like Caroline and Kyle switched.
Did he say this is the boot order or
they just deduced from it because okay,
then that's not as bad as I thought, because people were really acting like he said here's the boot order.
No, it was very breadcrumb.
He was just
Easter
was
egg
thinking.
You know, I think there was an intentionality behind it, but I'm just glad because this means he will definitely not be on season 50.
Oop. Well, okay, yeah. Hey, did you see the Survivor card game or whatever the hell?
I pre-ordered one for myself.
Okay.
I pre-ordered one for myself and I bought one and put it in the office Secret Santa.
If you get a holographic suit, you need to put it in a sleeve.
Okay, good to know.
I have a valuation booklet and it says that will appreciate.
Don't get any dirt on it.
No, well, a little smudge kind of in the style might actually give it some.
Now, one thing I couldn't help but notice when Jeff was reading the final votes for the winner and they were all on their little stools holding hands, did you notice how close Sam and Rachel's stools were to each other and how far Sue's was off to the side? It was as if they did that intentionally so they could get so many shots of just Sam and Rachel because they knew it was going to be between the two of them. Sue was sitting so far to the left out of the camera shot.
Arm
fully extended, holding hands with Rachel.
I do think, okay, I understand the appeal of the fire making challenge or whatever the hell.
I don't.
On paper, I understand it to be conceptually aligned with the thought of Survivor. Okay, your flame is snuffed, you're out. If you can have your flame, is it really going to come down to who can have the wind correctly blow? I'm not in defense of Teeny's fire making skills, but like it was very clearly the wind was not helpful in the situation. And so by chance, you're going to let somebody 27 days of gameplay kind of just be up for grabs finale based on the wind of the fire.
I don't get me started because I hate the fire challenge as is. I will say though, there's been a previous season once at least I can think of where it was wind Augustine like that and someone stood up and was all doing this blocking the wind push.
I don't know why Teeny didn't. I know why Teeny didn't, because Teeny was all, what do I do next? What do you mean? What do I do next? What do you mean? What do I do next? What do you mean? Sorry, I'm not. That made me Teeny, I know we have a special relationship, but that shit pissed me off. What do you mean? What do I do next? If Teeny had made the fire and won the fire making challenge, that would have been another feather in the hat for Rachel.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I'm like, production put a fucking metal wire in Teeny's rope because they were not going to let that shit burn because it would have been a Rachel blowout. And I don't even know how they would have edited a final tribal council with Rachel against Sue and Teeny. they said, let's find the thickest rope we can have for Teeny's spot.
Yeah, that kind of sucked. I mean, it is what it is, and that's them's the rules. But like, damn, that I felt for that situation because like that sucks. Yeah,
for sure. And it's like, I get it. You're in the moment. I feel like so many times when we were on The Amazing Race, it's like you step into a challenge and for like 5 minutes, your brain is working overtime being like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And then you have to like calm yourself down and be like, I can do this. And so I get why Teeny was probably panicking. It's $1 million on the line. But yeah, I hate the fire challenge.
What would be better is like an endurance situation. Like, who at the end of all of what you just endured together still has it in you?
Yeah.
And maybe it can be proportional to your weight or proportional to your size or whatever. So that it's like, you know, quote unquote fair and figured out in that way. But like, I don't know.
They still do it on Australian Survivor. They stopped doing it on US Survivor years ago after like people would be like clinging to a pole for 14 hours and Jeff would get bored. But I agree. Like production needs to figure that out and get him a little tent to hang out in for 14 hours while he waits for that. But I would much rather watch something like that than this fire challenge. That's just not it for me.
Yeah. And I'm really hoping that there's... I mean, listen, I've only seen two of the latest seasons, so clearly they're going to have aligned vibes for challenges. But, like, I'm a little bored of the challenges. Like, it's the same little... What are those things called where you run through a course?
Obstacle course?
Yeah, it's the same obstacle course vibe every single episode for two seasons now is what it feels like.
Well, you're coming into it after so many people broke the challenge because they were using the same ass puzzles every other year. And so people were 3D printing the little puzzles and practicing them at home and then getting cast and then building the puzzles in 2 seconds. So the show had to be like, all right, I guess we need some new puzzles. So you can't be complaining.
I want something else, I guess. Something else. I don't know.
They've been doing it for 25 years. What do you want?
Then bring back some different classics.
Bring back my girl.
Bring back my girl. Yes. You know what? I would love if... I love on Drag Race how they have like, here are the, like the, you know, the Snatch Game's coming.
Yeah.
You know, the Survivor Auction's coming. What are some other experiences that are classic Survivor challenges that can be once per season? And it's like, can you like the, maybe a fire building challenge in the middle of the season? Like it doesn't have to be the finale.
When they've been doing this for 25 years, they've definitely gone through iterations of that. It used to be here's the gross food eating challenge. Oh, here's the hang on the pole for as long as you can.
Okay.
Wait. So they've gone in and out. I'm okay with the challenges.
Are you applying for the next season? Did you?
Yes. Yes. I saw that Jesse, the casting director, posted we're accepting auditions through the new year and I'm off work for 2 weeks and it still needs to be checked off my bingo board. So I guess I better do it.
Well, we're waiting. Thank you.
All right. If you got any tips, what should I say? What should I do?
Let me do it.
Show me to me, Rachel.
Just 2 minutes of you saying, please, come on. I want to do it.
I really want to do it.
You know? Okay.
You know, I'll try it.
Corey, where can people find you?
I'm filming a Survivor audition. Let's put it out into the world, kids.
I'm ready to watch. I'm ready to. If you get cast, Lord knows, me, Mamrie, Grace, whoever, I don't give a fuck, we'll do a recap episode every week. Oh, wait, I guess you'll be alive. You can do the recap episode. Yeah. No, you can't do it. We're doing it without you.
Maybe just phone me in at the end for any logistical questions. Oh, like, okay. Now, how did that work?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And you, this Christmas Eve?
You can find me putting out cookies for Santa.
In your messy boots.
In my messy boots.
Great. Can't wait.
Merry Quimmer.
Merry Chrysler.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.